Yeah, this verse, it shows the importance of context, okay? The term spirits here actually refers to those angels who fell along with Satan. They took on human forms, had children called the Nephilim. These angels are the ones spoken about in Jude 1:6, which we talked about actually last week. These fallen angels told, one last time who Jesus is by himself and by Jesus himself, and how they missed the boat and they're not given a chance to repent because angels, they can't be saved because they had that full knowledge, right? And they still sin. And for anyone that was down there, when Jesus arrived, I'm talking about people who died without knowing God, they heard this message as well, and they're realizing completely, this is what I missed out on. Yeah. And that they don't have a chance to repent. So there is no chance in hell to, hey, wait a second, Jesus, I changed my mind. There is none of that. It's only this life. Only what's decided in this life matters. So if we decide to accept Jesus as Lord in this life, then yes, when we die, we will be with him for eternity. But if we decide not to, then we will be separated and in the pit of hell for eternity. And that is something you don't want to have happen.
It's so interesting how people flirt with eternity all the time.
Yeah.
Like not grasping, like even myself, like let's be honest, the way that we measure things, we don't measure it outside of time. There's always like times and measures. So it's even hard for our mind to grasp it. But what we do in essentially this zero time affects the rest of eternity. That is crazy.
Yep. It's so true. I mean, like I've seen that diagram of eternity where this, just this ongoing line.
Yeah.
Both ends of this line, ongoing. And in the middle of it, it's this tiny little dot. And that's our life.
Man, that's
tough. Puts it in perspective.